And I'm Phoebe Judge. I'm joined now by newly retired Judge Andy Corbett. Judge Corbett presided over the Veterans Treatment Court in Harnett County, which worked with Tommy Riemann. It's the first one in the state. Welcome, Judge Corbett.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And Colonel Mark Tichy runs the program. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
So, Judge Corbett, this is the first Veterans Treatment Court in the state. How did it come to be?
Vernon Stewart, who's the DA in Harnett County, approached me in January of 2013 about the idea. Neither one of us really understood how it would operate or what to do, so he and I and another attorney made arrangements to go to the Veterans Treatment Court in Buffalo, New York. We went there in February of 2013 and very impressed with it. Throughout the courts, we see a number of our veterans who have served this country honorably, having PTSD and coming involved with the courts, and we certainly don't want to send them to jail if we can help it. This is what was our impetus for doing it.
Colonel Tichy, once a veteran has been charged with a crime, they might be referred to you. What's the criteria for entering the program?
There is a checklist that they fill out when they're at the magistrate's office, and if they meet the certain criteria, like, for example, if the crime is where they will not go to prison, some of your lower-level felonies, like the possession cases, drug possessions.
So these aren't violent offenders?
These are nonviolent offenders.
And how is it different than a regular court process?
Well, first of all, it's a specialized court. It's a separate court from the others. People who enter into it... First of all, anybody that goes in there must sign confidentiality agreements because we discuss things concerning mental health issues and different things that are usually not done in open court. We have mentors that are former military people, and so each veteran is assigned a mentor to help them help solve problems.
One of the things that is important to know is all these veterans that are coming to the court, they're used to a military background, a military culture and all that, and whenever they get out of the military, it's kind of like their platform falls out from under them, and they're searching. They've kind of lost their way. One of the things we do is we instill that culture back into them, a military-type culture, that they get the support. We got 28 different agencies that are there to provide that support for them. It brings them back the pride whenever they were wearing the uniform.
And what happens if a veteran does not fulfill his duty to the court?
Well, there's sanctions. And for low-level sanctions, they can do what we call a dip in the jail over the weekend to get their attention, those kinds of things.
And if there are too many infractions, if someone does not fulfill what they've promised to do, does it mean that the result will be that they will go back to court and be processed as a civilian?
We work with these veterans. We got these veterans that have PTSDs and a lot of drug and alcohol issues, and because it's a treatment court, we work through those. I recall a specific time when I talked to one of the counselors, and he said, I worked with one veteran 63 times, he violated. On the 64th time, he got it. And he's been sober ever since. And so, you know, the last thing we want to do is kick them out of the program. We continue to work with them.
Judge Corbett, Tommy Riemann said that one of the most important parts of the program was that you saluted him.
That is correct.
What is that level of respect that you're trying to bring to the courts that you might not find in a regular court hearing?
Well, we're trying to show them the respect to which they're entitled to. I've always found we're respectful to them, they be respectful to us. And so we want to work with them to help solve their problems because we don't want them to go to jail unless, you know, absolutely have to.
One of the things I want to add to that is we call them by their rank and their last name. So, you know, we have one individual that says, if I ever do wrong, don't call me by my rank, call me Mister. And so when he's doing well, we call him by their rank and their last name. And so there's something to be said about them and the rank that they attained whenever they were in the military.
And Colonel Tichy, you mean you are a veteran yourself. So how does that help in your running the program? What do you see in these men and women that you can relate to?
Well, I see a group of men and women that come into the court that are broken, and they've lost their way, and they want discipline in their life. Unless you're downrange and you're in the fire, and unless you really feel it, you can't talk about it. You can't walk with other people. But when you're side by side with somebody who's been there and done that, been on the tip of the spear, then there's that respect, and they come out of the military with a lot of unsolved issues. One of the particular individual that came through our court, he was wounded in Desert Storm, and he didn't even get a Purple Heart. So we worked to try to get him a Purple Heart, and that's part of that team that's there that can look at. It's a holistic approach to help these individuals, not only the individuals but the family. I mean, we've helped get families back together and work to get jobs and get them back in homes. Some of them were homeless. We get them back in homes. And it's, like I said, it's a holistic approach to the treatment.
One of the things, I guess, that I've had to learn is, particularly the military people who served in Afghanistan and Iraq, have come back with a feeling that they shouldn't have come back. They've lost somebody. They have lost somebody. And their friends and their unit, and they come back, and a lot of them think, I shouldn't be here. You know, a lot of them have, in the line of duty, had to kill a lot of people in defense of this country. A lot of them still have nightmares over that you know, they've done that. And we've got to, you know, change our thinking about when you deal with somebody like that got issues. Yeah, I believe we ought to try to help them deal with it.
Well, thank you both very much for coming in and speaking about it.
Thank you so much.
Thank
we appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Judge Andy Corbett presided over the Veterans Treatment Court in Harnett County, and Colonel Mark Tichy runs the Veterans Court program. We'll have more information on our website, wunc.org. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.